Hello.
Hi, hello. This is Jenny from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado? Thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. This November there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, not certain to vote.
Very certain.
I appreciate it. First of all, would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District thus providing a quality education to its students? How would you rate it? As excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm sorry, you need to say that again.
I'm so sorry, you were cutting off. I can repeat the question, of course. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District thus providing a quality education to its students? Would you rate it as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high? Somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided.
Much too high.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 election to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in a higher property taxes, or above $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value? But would
Would
you vote
not
yes?
vote yes. No.
Would you vote no, you said?
I would vote no. Our taxes are already too high.
I understand. The second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it is increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year for $100,000 of asset home value? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
No.
Thank you. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
No.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, spend space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
No.
Vote no. I appreciate it. Following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money. Wasteful, high administration overhead, cost, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Agree.
Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first statement I have says, passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school district in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Do you think this statement is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not.
Not persuasive. Next statement. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. This not only provides the skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Would you say it's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. What do you think about this statement? Would you say very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Despite recent increases in the property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their schools' buildings or raise teacher pay. Would you say it is persuasive reason to vote yes or not persuasive reason?
Not.
Okay. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Would you say very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and a stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not.
Thank you so much. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. What do you think about this statement? Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not.
Thank you. CCSD, or Cherry Creek School District, has a tradition of excellence in public education and a status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not.
I appreciate it. After hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repair and replacement, sand space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, would you vote yes or no for the Cherry Creek School District property taxes increase?
No.
Thank you. And just to, may I please know, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and above?
65 and above.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District? I'm sorry, Cherry Creek School District schools?
No.
Thank you so much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Are you Black, African American, White, Latin, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm European.
Thank you. Alrighty, but these were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.